We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trail Blazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my man's was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash, the Cowboys, trash, the Bengals, trash, the Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people, my good people. Hello, world. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody enjoyed their weekend. Hope you got some time to relax, enjoy a little bit of the beautiful weather. It's been a little chilly, but it's been sunny outside nevertheless. Definitely was able to get a chance to step outside this weekend just to catch up with some friends, even if it was just for a little while. Definitely always a pleasure when I get to see my boys. And Monday was right around the corner, boy. I swear I blinked and the weekend was over, boy. I'm telling you, boy, I'm so tired today. But I got to make sure I bring you guys the sports news. But before we get started, can y'all believe this is episode 26? Man, I got to give myself a round of applause for that, man. This is beautiful. A journey I started in November, you know, just invested in myself and you know, taking a chance on myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna live my dream, man. I'm gonna create my own sports show. I'm gonna talk sports to the good people of the world. And I'm glad that you guys are tuning in. You know, even had a visit from my VP earlier. And you know, he was complimenting the show. Actually, might be doing something with him in regards to discussing wrestling topics. That should be pretty fun. As you guys know, I'm an avid wrestler fan. Gonna be announcing who made the Hall of Fame. Speaking of wrestling, as you know, WrestleMania is right around the corner, and they usually do their Hall of Fame ceremony a week or two prior to the actual big show. So some big names were thrown out there that's gonna be, you know, newly inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Can't wait to go over that with you guys in my closing segment. It's going to be a lot of fun, but man, you know, I just had to take some time and reflect on the fact that this is episode 26, man. You know, it's still surreal to me. I'm trying to get my product on those right eyes out there, man, where, you know, we can get this show picked up, man. We can do some real big things with Rob's Two Cents, but I'm going to continue investing in myself because that's the most important thing. As you guys know, some of you don't know, I'm a banker, man. So, man, today was long, you know, dealing with loans, dealing with people requests. Whew. Let's just say I'm glad the day is over and I was able to clock in into this job, which is my true passion, man. So appreciate you guys for joining in. Make sure you guys have a seat, kick your feet up, grab some popcorn, grab some snacks, and everybody gather on in. Come tune in to the hottest sports conversation in the nation. It's your boy, Rob Scott. And we got a lot to get into because even though the trade deadline is over, some teams made some huge moves. Two teams in particular that we're going to be discussing on today. First, we got to talk about the Brooklyn Nets because as the old adage goes, the rich keep getting richer. And that is exactly what's happening with the Brooklyn Nets because they have signed 7-time All-Star power forward LaMarcus Aldridge. Big L.A. is now a Brooklyn Net. Now, I know a lot of you guys probably remember LaMarcus from the old Portland Trailblazer days. Even some remember him, you know, making his move to San Antonio in hopes of getting a ring playing under the great coach Greg Popovich. LaMarcus has spent the last 5.5 years with the San Antonio Spurs. He is now taking his talents over to Brooklyn with the Nets, and he now makes the Nets, if not one of the deepest teams in the league, than the deepest team in the NBA. You got to remember who the Nets are and what they have. You have KD, who they're patiently waiting on making his return from that torn hamstring injury. You have Kyrie Irving. You have James Harden. You have TLC, Timothy Luwae-Cabarrot. You got Landry Shamet. You got Bruce Brown. You got my boy Nicholas Claxton. You got DeAndre Jordan. You got new addition Blake Griffin. You got Tyler Johnson. I mean, I can just keep. And you still got to remember that they got a sixth man of the year candidate. My boy Spencer Dinwiddie, who I know will be a great addition to this team, he not even playing this season, dealing with that partially torn ACL. You know, he had season-ending surgery. In January on his right knee. I believe that's where the torn ACL happened at. So he won't be back until next season. So you just listen to that and you can clearly see how stacked this team is. This is a – you got Jeff Green. How can I leave my boy Jeff out? You know, you this team is seriously stacked. And right now they are sending the league a message stating that we are serious. We're going to put this championship team together. We're going to take all the players who you guys have claimed were washed up, who you claim were bad. We're going to put them in a championship situation, and we're going to see how bad these players are. Because, man, let me tell you, man, the Nets are scary. But if we look at what LaMarcus Aldridge has done just this season, so far he's averaging 13.7 points and 4.45 rebounds a game. He's going to make a nice addition to this team as he has a nice mid-range game. We all know LaMarcus Aldridge can hit that 15, 17-footer. He can face you up. He can post you. He can get down on the block and get big. You got to remember, he's 6'11", people. LaMarcus Aldridge is not a little guy. And then he also has a great pick-and-roll game, which I know that's going to work well with James Harden. You got to remember, James Harden, he loves playing that pick and roll. He gets the way he's able to slither his way through the defenders and either throw up for lobs or kick it out to open shooters. I'm pretty sure right now he's biting at the, you know, licking his chops, knowing exactly what type of player he's bringing in in a LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, we look at James Harden, he's already leading the league in assists at 11.2 assists a game. He's leading the charge for this Brooklyn Nets team as he's playing at an MVP level, averaging almost 25.8 points a game and 8.1 rebounds along with his 11.2 assists. James Harden is definitely shown without KD there that he is the clear-cut bona fide leader of this Nets team, and I won't be surprised if that leadership role doesn't dwindle even when KD returns, because I'm pretty sure that they know James Harden needs the ball in his hand to give your team the best chance to win. Even though I know he has not shown that in the playoffs, and that's why I'm not ready to crown James Harden as the best or the GOAT or ready to crown the Brooklyn Nets and say, hey, you guys have an automatic trip to the NBA Finals. This is going to be an easy win for you guys. I'm not ready to crown them your 2021 NBA champions just as of yet. But so far this season, James Harden has been playing at a different level. He's almost averaging a triple-double, and he has his team playing great offense. As you know, the Nets are now second in the league as far as scoring go, averaging 119.3 points a game. You don't want to get into a shootout with this team. Just look at what Harden did to the Pistons this past weekend. He scored 44 points along with 8 assists and 14 rebounds. Blake Griffin, as I just mentioned earlier, a 6-time All-Star and another new addition to this team, scored 17 points and even caught an alley-oop from the bearded one. You got to remember that they're doing this without their best player in Kevin Durant, who's still nursing that torn hamstring. And not to mention, Kyrie didn't play that game as he was away with family, attended to some personal issues with his family. You got to remember that the Nets have been able to win and sustain a winning culture even without KD and in most games without Kyrie. And that's because of James Harden and what he brings to the table. Now, a lot of people said Blake Griffin was washed up. A lot of people said that, I myself included, you know, Blake was not playing at that level that you're used to watching him play, especially in those Live City days. But my good people, what is one of the things that I've been preaching since I started this show? It's funny, when you have a chance to play for a championship team, for a team that's a real contender for the throne, that it elevates your level of play. It makes those washed up players remember exactly who they were. And Blake has been playing with a chip on his shoulder because he has been itching to show the world that he still got it. I mean, even when he caught that oop from James Harden, he had a moment where he just stared down at the Detroit Pistons bench. And he wanted, and I can just read his mind. He was saying, "Hey, y'all thought I was washed up. Man, go ahead and catch these buckets." Now, LA also is going to help the Nets when they want to play small ball. Because you can put him and Blake on the floor together. You can have even more spacing by putting him and Jeff Green on the floor together. If you want to go big, you can play L.A. with DeAndre Jordan. You can play him with Nicholas Claxton. And Claxton, he's been making a name for himself this year. I'm proud of the young fella. There's so many lineups that you can mix and match up with this Brooklyn Nets team because that just shows you how deep they are. Now, I think the only problem is going to be how are all of these players going to get their minutes? Because if we look at the Brooklyn Nets, that's a lot of people that has to get some type of playing time. As we know, that lineup is probably going to shrink even more when the playoffs start. So players like Tyler Johnson, players like Claxton, they won't get as many minutes. However, they will have something to do with the Nets winning the championship if that's indeed the case. And sorry, y'all, let me get back to telling you how deep this team is because I forgot about my boy Smoking Joe. I cannot forget about Joe Harris. Joe Harris is a dog and probably one of the better shooters in the league today. So my bad, Joe. I ain't forget about you, my boy. But yeah, it's so many lineups that the Nets can now play with. Adding a player like LaMarcus Aldridge, as I just mentioned before, we're talking about what a former 7-time All-Star, and then you got Blake Griffin, who's a former 6-time All-Star. So it's not like they're bringing in bums to this team. Brooklyn Nets just got scarier with LaMarcus. Man, there's been some great moves made by these teams during this trade deadline, and then during the pretty much after the deadline was over, teams went into the buyout market to sign these top free agents, man. And they are, these general managers deserve a pat on their back the way that they're able to play around with the salary cap and to get these players to take minimal money for a chance to do something special. Now, the Nets will welcome back Kyrie Irving back to the lineup. As you know, he's going to be returning from dealing with his personal family issues. And LA is just another weapon for a team that's already loaded with weapons that's looking to make a serious push for an NBA championship. Ha ha! But they're not the only team that loaded up. Because the Los Angeles Lakers said, "I'll do you one better." Because Andre Drummond is now joining the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, we know the Los Angeles Lakers didn't make any moves during the trade deadline as they were unsuccessful in acquiring Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors. As I mentioned before, the Raptors wanted THT. They wanted my boy Taylor Horton Tucker. And the Lakers weren't ready to give him up. He's a great young talent. I believe this is his, I can't remember if it's his rookie or his sophomore year, but we know THT, you know, especially, you know, he's from my city, Chicago, so I know he hoops. I'm just so happy to see that the Laker organization fought to keep him because they see the potential in this young player. And because of that, the Raptors were like, well, if we can't get THT, all deals are off the table. Yeah, you offered us Schroeder. Yeah, you offered us Marc Gasol. We don't want them. Well, we'll take them in addition to THT. And the Lakers say, hey, Kyle Lowry ain't worth THT. You know, it is what it is. However, the Lakers said, okay, we didn't make any moves during this trade deadline, but we know Andre Drummond's still out there. And what player don't want to come play with GM Braun? Because I'm telling y'all, boy, GM Braun know how to put the team together, don't he? GM Braun don't play no games when it comes to constructing a championship team. Now, the Lakers was going to sign free agent Andre Drummond after him and Detroit finally agreed to a buyout of his contract. Andre comes to a team that desperately needs his services and his height, considering the fact that the Lakers did not re-sign JaVale McGee or Dwight Howard during the offseason. As you know, Dwight would go on to go to Philly. JaVale would go to Cleveland, but now he's been traded to the Denver Nuggets via the trade deadline. And it's left them small. It's left them hurting for a center because, hey, the Lakers tried to solve this issue with Marc Gasol, but, hey, let's just face it. Marc Gasol is not the player that he used to be. And they bought in Montrezl Harrell, too, from the Los Angeles Clippers. But Montrezl is just not big enough. As much heart as he has, Montrezl is a beast down there on the block. He's going to give you offensive rebounds. He's going to give you second chances. But he cannot defend your skilled bigs out there. And Marc Gasol just can't stay out of foul trouble. He's old. He's not able to move his feet as well as he used to. Marc Gasol has become a liability on the court. And when you don't have Marc Gasol there, when you're lacking AD due to injury, it's going to leave you small in your front court area. And the Lakers were just screaming for a center. But not only did they get just a regular center, they got a former two-time All-Star in Andre Drummond. Because let's look at what he's doing. He is only playing about 20 minutes a game, you know, and I'm talking about Marc Gasol here. And if he doesn't foul out, he's averaging only 4.8 points a game and 3.9 rebounds. And those are all career lows. And when Trez comes in the game, you know, he does his thing, but he's only 6'7". And he's just not big enough to contend with the skill bigs in the league. Now, Drummond is going to add size to the Lakers. You can put Gasol on the bench now, which I feel he's more suited to be a leader on that second unit. Also, just having that veteran presence in your locker room. Gasol has won a ring. Gasol was a winner with his national team over in Spain, you know, playing with his older brother, Paul Gasol. So Marc Gasol definitely has a lot of knowledge that he can help spread out to the younger players of the Los Angeles Lakers, especially players like Trez and now Andre Drummond. And I think that with him not playing the best bigs, with him playing the second unit bigs, Gasol can give you more of an impact on the court as well. Now, you look, AD hasn't played since Valentine's Day, and there's still no timetable for his return. But I know AD will welcome the sight of an Andre Drummond because AD is on record saying he prefers to play the four. He doesn't mind playing the center, like, you know, the last 5 minutes of the game. Excuse me, but he doesn't want to sit down there and bang with these players. As a center, it's going to be a lot of banging in the hole. It's going to be a lot of, you know, fighting for post dominance. It's going to be fighting for position, whether it's for a rebound, whether it's trying to get your position in the post. There is a lot of elbows being thrown, a lot of bodies banging together, pause that. And you just have to realize that brings a lot of wear and tear on these big men. So he's okay playing the power forward position. AD's able to stretch the floor. As you know, he can shoot the three. He can hit those jumpers. AD can handle the ball. So they're going to give Drummond space down there to operate. Now, with Drummond, you know, as I just mentioned, with the perimeter shooting and his outside game, Drummond is going to be able to operate down there on the block. And remember, he's averaging 17.5 points a game and 13.5 rebounds per game. He has led the league in rebounds for the last 4 years. And not to mention, he's second in rebounding now, only under Clint Capella. I believe Clint Capella is number one right now when it comes to rebounding, averaging, I believe, around like 14 rebounds a game. Now, not to mention, he's going to help this team get better defensively. He's another big body that can clog up the paint. He averages 1.2 blocks a game and 1.6 steals per game. So he's going to help the Lakers be able to hold down the fort until LeBron is able to get fully healthy, until AD is able to get fully healthy. Because they're saying, as I mentioned in my last show, LeBron won't be back until about 3 to 4 weeks, still dealing with that high ankle sprain. So, you know, he's taking it on a day-by-day, week-by-week base, on a week-by-week case. You know, he wants to make sure that he is ready for a postseason run. So I believe the Lakers are going to be stable. They're going to be able to win a couple games now with the addition of Andre Drummond. I believe he's just waiting to clear waivers, you know, because they got to go, you know, with COVID being around, they got to go through all this protocol, you know, since he hasn't played since February. So they're looking at Andre Drummond out. Where have you been? Have you been in contact with anybody with COVID? He has to go through a series of COVID tests before he's cleared to be on that roster. But Drummond's on the way. Big shout out to my boy Savvy. So I really believe right now the Lakers, they are happy. They're getting a breath of fresh air with Andre Drummond, and they're looking to defend their crown as the reigning NBA champions. I'm telling you guys, Andre Drummond is no joke, and that was a great pickup for the Los Angeles Lakers. But let me tell you about a guy that's not a joke. Let me tell you about a guy who I have dubbed the Man Child. Zion Williamson continues to add to his legend as he put on two great performances in back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday night. First, on Friday, he took his talents against the Denver Nuggets, and the Pelicans would lose 113-108 behind a strong game from the Joker, Nikola Jokic, as he went for 37 points while shooting 17-30 from the field, including 3-for-5 from distance, along with 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 block. But Zion would go tit for tat with the potential MVP and catch the Holy Ghost as he went for 39 points while shooting 16 of 19 from the field, including one of one from distance, along with 5 assists, 10 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Then on Saturday, he'll come right back around and go holler at Dallas and beat them 112-103. Zion will have another strong performance as he'll go for 38 points while shooting 13-20 from the field, along with 6 assists and 5 rebounds. Zion Williamson, that boy cold. And let me tell y'all something, man. I don't know why the Pelicans are not in playoff contention. Well, I'm not going to say I don't know why. They don't play any defense. Hopefully, with James Johnson, who they just picked up from Dallas, once he gets acclimated in his lineup, he'll be able to help them out defensively. But Zion Williamson is just too good to not be in the playoffs. This guy is revolutionizing players that are built like him, because we have never seen anything like Zion. Complete freak of nature. We're talking about a guy that's built like a tank, but has the speed of a Ferrari and could jump out of this world. He just has a quick first and second jump. His first step, with him, his point guard skills, the way he's able to handle the ball, he gets past players with that first step. And sometimes he's not even banging with those guys down low. He's able to finesse his way to the hole. I mean, when the Pelicans get it all together, you have a future bright star in Zion Williamson. Hopefully the Pelicans can learn how to play a little defense, but Zion tried. I mean, as I just mentioned in that little score stat, he had 2 blocks against Dallas, and then he had he had 2 blocks against Denver, and then he didn't have any blocks against Dallas. But I mean, he was out there playing though, man. I mean, Zion, as long as he can be consistent in his play, that's gonna be a feared player for a very, very long time. Got a couple quick hitters before we end the show tonight. Coach Greg Popovich, my boy. You know, Greg Popovich has done so much for the black community. He's welcome to my barbecue at any time. We've seen the way he stood up for how, you know, inequality going on in America, how he stood up to former President Donald Trump. I mean, Coach Greg Popovich is one of those players. I mean, one of those coaches that is not afraid to voice his opinion. And when he does speak, I advise you guys to sit down and listen. But he becomes the third coach in NBA history to accomplish 1,300 wins as a head coach. Only 2 coaches have ever accomplished this feat before he did that in the NBA, and that was the great coach Lenny Wilkins and the great coach Don Nelson. Coach Pop is the only coach to spend 25 or more years as a coach of one franchise. Before that record was held by the great, late great Coach Jerry Sloan, who used to coach the Utah Jazz. And Greg Pops, Coach Pops has picked up that mantle. And he has been representing the Spurs organization with a sense of class. So congratulations to Coach Pop. Definitely first ballot Hall of Famer. Going a little bit in football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still making moves. They signed running back Leonard Fournette to a one-year, $4 million deal. Great move for the Bucs because, as you remember, Leonard stepped up big in the postseason for this team as he scored 3 rushing touchdowns, ran for 300 yards, and had 18 receptions, including 1 reception touchdown as well. This was all just in the postseason. This includes the Super Bowl game against the Chiefs, a game in which Mr. Fournette stepped up big and had 16 carries for 89 yards, 1 touchdown, including that tough 27-yard run in the third quarter that resulted in a field goal. He also bought you 4 receptions and 46 yards. And remember, Tom Brady gave him a shout-out. Remember that video when Tom Brady showed you guys that he kept his receipts? He was letting you guys know, hey, Leonard Fournette was one of those players that you guys were saying were washed up. Leonard Fournette was one of those guys that you said his career was over. And to see what Leonard Fournette did in the Super Bowl, what he did in the postseason, was just a true testament to, again, when I'm playing with a team that has a chance to win a ring, that has a chance to win a championship, it elevates your play. And that will be one of the things that I continue to preach throughout my tenure as a sports show host. If you are a person that is playing for a team with championship aspirations, you're going to give 120% to that organization. That's exactly what Leonard Fournette did. And then we move on to WWE. I want to send a big congratulations to all of the people who has been named as inductees of this year's Hall of Fame class. I want to say congrats to Molly Holly, the orchestrator of WCW, Mr. Eric Bischoff, my boy, the man from Extreme Championship Wrestling, and also brought his talents to Monday Night Raw and became Mr. Monday Night, RVD, Rob Van Dam. Also give a great shout out to the big man from Punjabi, the great Khali, and of course, the big red machine himself, my boy, Undertaker's kayfabe brother, Kane, as they will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2021. They will also be joined by the 2020 Hall of Fame class, as if you guys didn't know, they weren't able to hold the Hall of Fame ceremony last year due to, you know, the pandemic. So they're going to be able to get their time to say thank you to their fans and to get the admiration and respect that they deserve. So I also want to give a shout out to the 2020 class, which included JBL, my boy Bradshaw, John Bradshaw Layfield, the British Bulldog, Justin Thunder Liger, the Bella Twins, and of course, which is the reason why I have this shirt on, baby, the NWO. The New World Order, the group I feel was the best group in professional wrestling. They're going to be represented by Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Six-Pac. But most of you guys know him as X-Pac, as he was also a member of the great D-Generation X. Going to be a great Hall of Fame ceremony. Can't wait to watch WrestleMania. As I mentioned, they're going to allow, I believe, like 25,000 fans into attendance. So it's going to be great to see a WWE event with fans in the stands, man. And that's my show, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you guys for sticking around with your boy. This has been a show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. Can't wait to be recording episode 50. We are on our way, baby. As you know, this is the beginning of the week, so make sure you got all of your goals set up. Make sure they're achievable goals. Don't just jump out the gym. Make sure your goals are achievable, and make sure you keep your eye on the prize. As you guys know, I'm going to mention it all the time. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you share this video. Make sure you subscribe to this video. Hit that notification button so you can get notified every time a new episode of Rob's Two Cents drop, baby. You see the name, right? Rob 2 Cents. Make sure you follow your boy on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. Follow your boy. I'm on Twitter, but I'm only on the Twitter as my name. So if you guys look for Robert Scott, make sure you join because I also upload clips from my show on there as well. Man, I'm glad we got through this show tonight, man. I was going to bring you all the energy that I have, but when I'm in front of you guys revitalize me. This is our championship team, and I'm going to bring the best out of me and give you 120% because that's what I do, baby. Appreciate you guys for tuning in, man. Hope to see you guys on Saturday as I'll be uploading a new episode of Rob's 2 Cents. Thank you for tuning in to the hottest sports conversation in the nation. Hope you guys continue to have a great evening, have a great day tomorrow, and make sure that you guys continue to always strive for greatness. Be great, baby. And you guys already know the slogan. We go. There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us, but we have to look past the illusions, look past the delusions of grandeur, and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in. Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we gone.